Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
22 years ago, this week, I met one of the most beautiful people I know, inside and out. Smart, engaging, kicking you know what, and making things happen, teaching us so much over the last 22 years. Joanna Brandy, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. I was wondering if you could remember. Where are my roses?
This week. Oh, they're on the way, by the way. The roses are on the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. This week, we met for the first time this week. Yeah, I called. Remember, back in those days, I would call everyone before the show. I'd call you. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, is an original founding member of our branch. One of the first handful who are still with me. Others have gone on for whatever reason. But I
still love you, baby.
I still love you, too, and I'm so glad you're here. Joanna's become our happiness expert in the Brain Trust. She's helped us. Now, I don't understand. It's not just touchy-feely. It's not squishy. It's measurable. And returnonhappiness.com is her website. Joanna, one of the
and
things...
And also, let me mention positiveenergizer.com because that's online leadership program that gets you the return on happiness.
There you go. How do you put it in practice? You're talking in the previous segment about the metrics, the key performance indicators that happiness can be and how you can measure it. It's not just squishy, but you've got some other elements because... For hard-nosed CEOs who are trying to squeeze as much profit, who are being killed by Amazon and some of these other companies, they're fighting for their lives. They're not being mean. They're fighting for their lives. Sometimes it's hard for them to appreciate the concept of allowing for happiness as an indicator, as a discipline. Instead of getting more profit, what do you selling more right now, getting more margin? What do you think?
Well, the interesting thing is when people are happy, they sell more. The statistic we use is 37% because that's verified in a number of different places. That when people are in a happy place or in a happy company, happier Costco employees sell 200% more than Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Because Costco's culture is different than Walmart's culture.
Right.
It starts at the top. It starts with culture. You don't even have to use the word happiness. I mean, I use it, but you don't even have to use the word happiness. But when you could use that as the acronym, you know, healthy engagement, autonomy and control, purpose, pleasure, inner recognition, experiences, social support, time for growth. We can use, there's a lot of different ways to frame it for the people that really don't embrace the word happier. Or happiest, or happy. And the reality is, every conversation I've ever had where I brought it down to this, do positive, optimistic salespeople sell more than negative, pessimistic salespeople?
There's no question about it.
That's bottom line. There's no question.
But it's got to start at the top, though, Joanna. And I tell people this. I talk about this on the show, and I mean it, and it works here for my organization. When people come here to work with me, I tell them two things. Number one, we take ourselves, our business, our work extremely seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. And we want to have fun. We must have fun, but you can't have fun at the expense of the performance. You got to have both. Right. And that's the trick, isn't it?
Yes, it's not either or, it's both and.
Yes. How do we do it? So how do we do it as CEOs? How do we make it happen?
Well, we start with understanding what positive leadership really means and how to use the tools. You know, we're blessed right now with the tools that are coming out of the science of happiness. We know what works. We know what kind of attitudes. We need to have an asset-focused attitude. We need to look at what's strong rather than what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still so focused on what's wrong and how we can fix it, other than what's right and how can we create more of it.
Let me throw another thing out there. Sure. I think that's under the radar sometimes. some companies aren't as ethical as they need to be. And you can be you can be as positive as you want to be, but if your employees see that you're doing things that are not completely ethical, not above board, that where, you know, my definition of ethics I learned from Lynn Morella. He says ethical behavior is devotion to the unenforceable, And so if you're not devoted to the unenforceable, if you are devoted, I should say, to the unenforceable, and the way you do go about your business, that makes your employees happier. What do you think?
Well, I think an employee or even a child always feels better when what someone says and what someone does matches.
Fair play.
You know what? But my favorite phrase is they hear what you say, but they see what you do.
That's right.
So when you're walking your walk and not mm-hmm. not just talking your talk, mm-hmm. is when people feel secure. When people feel secure, they're willing to take chances. They're willing to come up with a creative idea. They're willing to go out of their way to help a customer. They're willing to do more. And that's the sum total of my Positive Leadership Online course, is really teaching people by doing these practices.
Which I need the websites for all over
that's
here.
That's positiveenergizer.com.
All right. That's the program, and then happiness.
That's the online program, and then returnonhappiness.com is my main.
Hey, Joanna, thank you for 22 great years. Come back soon.
Well, thank you.
Let's do 22 more.
That's a magical number.
Let's do 22 more. That'll make you 43, and I think we'll be good.
Really? Okay. I think I might be able to squeeze out 22 more.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.